in 2012. Stay tuned for the final regular season game. The Longmont Trojans are taking on Greeley Central. Basketball's just around the corner, and we're going to be airing basketball games. We're going to have a game of the week starting December 14th. Folks, if you want to sit there and get involved in the community, be part of Main Street Radio or anything with the radio station, KRCN 1060 The Biz, give us a call at 303-776-2323. Little tidbit of trivia, 776-2323. Was the number used in Bruce Almighty for dial-a prayer. So, you know, we have a purpose here. I mean, we actually had the number before the movie came. You know that, John.
Oh, yeah.
So we're here to help answer prayers and make a difference. And that's what the conversation is tonight. We have author Donald Mann, who's written a book, Okay, God, Now What? And the conversation is all about getting control of our lives again. And, you know, not letting, as he said, Madison Avenue and all of these political ads and the subliminal messages that we're getting bombarded by during this, this crazy campaign. But realize that it's up to us to take control of our own lives. And we were talking about James, who was an Iraqi veteran, who came back before break. And Donald, can you take over, bring that conversation back up for us?
Yeah, okay, I'll bring it very quickly. James was an Iraqi veteran who came back and it wasn't working. And he got hold of the affirmations and Okay, God, Now What? And started doing them. He had been a minister all of his life, preaching the gospel, reading the scriptures and teaching it, but he had never seen it applied in such a direct way. And he started doing it, he just dived right into it. And he said what happened to him was that before he'd been like a piece of paper blown around by whatever wind was going on, but suddenly he started to become stable. And he felt like he was a flag attached to a flagpole. And no matter what happened, where the winds blew, he wasn't going anywhere. And it transformed him. First thing he noticed was that the fights in his home were less when he came home, because he had changed. He was getting his identity in Christ. And then he started to improve his sales because he was out there really trying to make a difference for people rather than being in fear over that he wasn't going to make sales. And his life was transformed by what he was doing in the affirmations of, Okay, God, Now What? And we've got lots of stories of people that have had similar transformations in life from doing the process in, Okay, God, Now What?
So this book actually is not just a book to read, but it actually provides tools that can really help you turn your life around, get back on the right path.
Absolutely. The first half of the book is the teaching section. The second is affirmations based on Scripture to renew your mind into the truths of what is in the Scripture about the work of Jesus Christ. And it's life-transforming. There's a lady named Patty who lives in Bristol, Virginia, and her husband had died. They've been married for almost 70 years.
Wow.
And but her family wasn't doing all that great. They've been in church all their life. Even one of her sons was raised a minister. But they, you know, had all kinds of problems and whatnot. It wasn't working. And here she was at the end of her life, that with her husband gone, her best friend, and she was really getting mad at God. I mean, you know, she's going, why isn't this working right? What's happening? And, you know, she said, a friend of hers came up to her and said, look, read this book, Okay, God, Now What, and do what it says for 6 months. And so she sort of grudgingly did it, and she started to read, and she started reading the teaching section. She could actually feel the love and strength of God come into her. She especially was impacted by Chapter 11, which is called Understanding the Power of Right Attitudes. And she started to see that she'd been basing her life on a lot of assumptions and really bad guesses on how things really were.
Mm-hmm.
And then as she started to do them in the affirmations of section 2, she saw how much they were scripture, and she started to work in the first part of the affirmations are really built on your identity in Christ. The second half are really finance and business and how to relate to people. And she started to do those. She started to see, first thing happened for her was she started to forgive some of her family members. You know, she reconciled some of the people, helped solve some of the problems. And I think the best thing for her was when you talk about answering prayer, and the more she prayed, she started to see more answers, and people started to invite her to their prayer groups because, you know what? When she prayed, things happened. that was part of what happened for her with her identity in Christ, as she read and used the program in the book.
Well, I have to say that I'm feeling that, you know, as John has told me over and over again, you know, God never presents you with something that you can't handle. Some of the challenges that, both of us, John, mm-hmm. have been faced with, I'm about to ready to say, okay, Uncle, I can't do it anymore. But I keep on stepping back and saying, you know, John's right. God is not presenting me with anything I cannot overcome. I just need to believe. And
well, you know what you have, Tom? You have a good attitude. And I, what Donald has on this biography is attitude does determine attitude. And it makes a lot of sense where things will go better. If you have a negative attitude, it's hard to accomplish things.
Yeah, it's like the car. Okay, took the car to get inspected for emissions and took it over to our friendly mechanic. He calls me up and he goes, well, we can do the tune-up for $200, but, you know, there's these oxygen sensors, and you need four of them, and they're $300 a pop, and there's a lot of labor involved, and I just started laughing. He goes, what? I go, I gotta laugh. If I don't, I'm gonna cry. But things do come around, and there is a silver lining around every cloud. The thing I'm worried about is the silver lining I'm looking for is that liner of the coffin. And that's not the one I want to find right now. So, folks, it's a hard time right now for everybody. I mean, these are really difficult times economically. I think we're all going through some spiritual stress as well. Here's an answer. Go out and get this book. You know, one thing that I have learned over my career, over my lifetime, let me take that career out of there, over my lifetime is change is constant, and we have the power to change. We can reprogram our hearts and even prosper in these hard times. And so, how do people get this book, Don?
Okay, the book is available at the website. The publisher has got the same one as the name of the book, so it's okgodnowwhat.com. And you just go right to the website. That'll lead you to where to get it. It's also sold wherever fine books are sold, but that's the best place to go. Because if you go to the website, okgodnowwhat.com, you can sign up for a list for free, a top 10 list of affirmations to get you started on the mind-renewing, heart-cleansing process. And if you put in the radio station call letters, we'll be glad to send you a free copy of this list. And if you're the 10th responder, you'll get a free copy of the book.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so that's one way to get it.
I'm going to go on there 10 times.
Hey, feel free. And the other thing you'll find at the website is we offer a teleseminar course that really talks, we can't go into the detail about the book and more of the testimonies of its work. We even had a lady, his name was Linda, who her thyroid had stopped working, and she was in clinical depression. And by the book, using the book, Okay, God, Now What?, she worked her way out of it. And she'll tell you that's what made the difference for her. And the doctors can't figure out what she did, but they know that she's better than when she shouldn't be. So the power is there in the Word of God. What we do is apply it very efficiently. I'm a businessman, a scientist. I find the best ways to put it together the fastest. You don't want to spend the 6 years it took me to learn how to do this. You want to get it going right now, and that's what I've done in the book.
Well, in sitting there and applying the principles for 6 months, you know, that's not a long, you know, a long call to get there, read the book, apply it, see what happens in 6 months. It will work. I mean, and I love the fact that, you know, even science has discovered that 95% of our life is controlled by our subconscious mind and heart by habit.
I believe that a lot, and you know, I'm going to go to the website right after the show.
Okay, God, now what? .com. Or as the way I was feeling with the car, what now? No. It is okgodnowwhat.com. And, you know, Donald, this has been a real pleasure. And I really appreciate you taking your learned lessons and applying it to a way where people can embrace it, understand it, and apply it. There's a lot of books out there, self-help, self-motivation, all of this. This is getting back to basics. This is getting back to what we were all taught when we were younger.
And it works.
And it works. And so if somebody wants to get a hold of you, what's the best way to do that?
Actually, right there on the OKGodNowWhat.com website, there's contact information. You can get a hold of me. That's the fastest way to do it.
All right. Well, I tell you what, another week is wrapped up. Now we just got to make it through the 6th of November.
It's coming soon.
Yes. Will it be a re-election for Barack Obama? Does he have what it takes to get us through this horrendous storm? He proved himself with his response with Hurricane Sandy, I gotta say. Or do we need a change, Mr. Mitt Romney? Folks, have a great weekend. Stay tuned for high school football. And John and I will be back next week, right here, same time, same channel, different subject. See ya. Bye.